60 area fast food workers held signs while chanting outside a Little Rock McDonald's as part of a national movement fighting for unions and a $15 minimum wage. The group also organized a similar protest here in September. Clarence Piggy works at the restaurant and claims his hours were cut after taking part in the last event. He said he was willing to risk further disciplinary action to demonstrate again for what he considers a living wage.
Look at what we're working for. You know, like I said, I got a child, 12-year-old son. I can't raise him, pay bills at home off of no $7.25.
In addition to fast food workers, some home health care, airline, and convenience store employees are also part of the national group Fight for 15. This customer going through the McDonald's drive-thru doesn't support the group's efforts despite being a former certified nursing assistant herself.
In my opinion, they don't need no union. They chose not to go back to school. They chose to go to McDonald's because it was the easy job. McDonald's will help you go back to school, but the ones that ask for the $15 an hour, they ain't trying to go back to school.
In a brief break before moving to a North Little Rock restaurant, the protesters celebrated the two McDonald's workers who walked off their shift and other community members who spontaneously joined the demonstration.
Walk out, we have to go back! Walk out, we have to go back! Walk out, we have to go back!
Little Rock attorney Colleen Youngdahl joined a handful of national and regional leaders to organize the peaceful protest.
Today it's important that we don't block traffic, we don't block pedestrian traffic, and we don't block any entrances of any of the stores. But otherwise, you know, we're exercising our First Amendment right to be heard and be in public space.
Police were present, but only to make sure the flow of traffic wasn't interrupted, as happened at the previous demonstration 3 months ago today. The group Fight for 15 makes a distinction between raising the overall minimum wage and increasing wages for specific industries and corporations, such as fast food companies, where there are major discrepancies between CEO salaries and those of the average worker. These employees from a McDonald's in Sherwood said they don't feel the recent minimum wage hike passed last month in Arkansas is enough.
It's not what we want, but it's better than nothing, you know. And so I think we should just move on with that and move forward to something bigger than that, because we're taking baby steps. I want to take more.
These are my two sons, Trenton and McKenna. They're 21 and 20. And it takes all three of us to be able to survive with the McDonald's wages. Not just one of us, we couldn't make it alone. We'd starve.
The manager of the McDonald's on Broadway in Little Rock declined to comment, and the company's corporate headquarters didn't provide an immediate response. The employees interviewed said they believe union representation is their most important goal. David Monteith, KUAR News.